Joseph Siegel, director of research at Africa Center for Strategic Studies, discussed endgame scenarios with VOA senior analyst Mohammed Al-Shanawi.
For now, I see three possible scenarios. One is that there's battle fatigue, that each side realizes that they're taking losses, that this is extremely dangerous for their interest, as well as for the country. And they'll take an opportunity for a cooling down period and some ceasefire and then some outside mediation led by the civilians and international actors that can restore some sort of order and move the process forward towards negotiations. I think a second scenario is that one side is victorious, that they are able to break the supply lines and chain of command, that they seize enough assets of the other side, that one side disintegrates and is a functioning force. And, you know, with that, you would have a unified voice within the military, which would then need to negotiate with civilians about how the process of transition to civilian government is going to work and the role of the military under that arrangement. You know, I think under the scenario two, with one side vanquishing the other, you know, there's going to be also the issue of how do you integrate the tens of thousands of troops from the rival camp, either into the military or into other aspects of the economy, so that you don't have an ongoing risk of these fighters becoming organized criminal syndicates and threatening the country that way. I think a third scenario is a negotiated settlement out where neither side wins, and we're looking at a more prolonged conflict. And so, you know, through negotiation, that there's a mediation such that both Burhan and Hemeti agree to leave the country, and they're forced into some sort of exile arrangement. And by, you know, removing the politicized actors within the military, then it provides a clean slate for the military to reconstitute itself and work with civilian actors in moving forward with the transition that has been on the negotiating table.
Are you optimistic that Dagalo will leave the mining and leave the country?
I think in both cases, in case of Hemeti and with Burhan, you know, there have been economic incentives. There have been economic interest that have allowed them to profit financially from their role. That's one of the dysfunctions of the current arrangement where the military controls so much of the economy. And so as part of that negotiation, and in fact, this has been part of the negotiations for a democratic transition, these interests are going to have to be brought under control of the government. And so I think, you know, the suggestion that both sides would go into exile, you know, would be the recognition that neither side sees an existence, sees their continued viability in the country. So they would, you know, as part of the negotiation and with the support of some third party international actor, would find a comfortable off-ramp, comfortable way that they could transition into a retirement where they would be safe and have sufficient resources to meet their needs and needs of the family, without pillaging the resources that they may have gained through the exploitation of Sudan's economy over the years.
That was Joseph Siegel, Director of Research at the Africa Center for Strategic Studies, speaking with VOA's Mohammed Al-Shanawi.